Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I spent close to an hour in a thunderstorm under power lines, barefoot in the wet grass, swinging a metal club around, hitting golf balls. It felt good just to get all that aggression out, but I was still frustrated. And I went to leave and I went, oh, well. And I looked down and there were two full buckets of golf balls from two other gentlemen who had run from the storm. And I'm thinking, cowards. Hey, two more buckets of golf balls. So I hit their buckets of golf balls too.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by the incredible, and I mean that, Steve Gamlin. Steve's worked in radio for decades, and he's dang good at it. Before I hit record, he promised me I wouldn't have to do any editing. He delivered literally the easiest post-production I've ever done on a podcast. If that's not a good reason to follow his work, I don't know what is. I've linked it all in the show notes. Despite being so awesome, he also stayed out on the driving range in a thunderstorm. Well, maybe that makes him more awesome. Either way, that's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Steve Gamlin, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is a crazy one. You told me about being totally fried at the end of 10 years working in radio. You bailed out. You're getting divorced. You're in debt. What was going on?
A lot of frustration. I had, in my 10 years, my radio career from 1992 to 2002, I'd worked about 15 years worth of hours. And I also started and was running a DJ business at the time. So not only was I working 50, 60 hours a week in the radio station, but also DJing weddings virtually every weekend.
Wow.
And I was absolutely fried. And it got to the point where the Thursday morning chest pains were starting to happen on Wednesdays. And I was not eating well. I was not getting enough sleep. I was stressed to the max. I was fighting with some of the people in the radio station on, you know, the other people say, we don't compete. We're all a family. Hell no, we competed. And we butted heads a lot. And we wished for seagulls and birds to crap all over each other's cars on a daily basis. We just did not get along. And me not being a person who's good with confrontation, who gets frustrated, I just shut down. So in a really short window of time, out of sheer frustration, I walked into my boss's office at the radio station. I slid an envelope across my desk and he just looked up and he says, no. And I said, yeah, I'm out of here. So I quit my radio career. Shortly after, went through a divorce. My first marriage ended just mostly due to lack of communication. And when we're going through our stuff for the divorce, I started to look at all my financials and realized that I had not been minding the store very well. Now, I wasn't blowing away my money on stupid stuff, but I was about $60,000 in debt.
Oh, wow.
At that point, at age 35. Now, without a full-time career and without a marriage and pretty much busted in every sense of the word, crawled home and moved in with family. And I just started building a recording studio at my dad's house in his basement because I had a little side business I was thinking about doing. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, we better hurry up and get this recording studio done because I don't have an income anymore. And it was summer of 2003 is kind of when it hit the all-time low, just total frustration, mad at myself mostly for making the decisions that led to all of this. Now, you can only blame the outside world so long before you start to realize, hey, you did this. You got to figure out your way out of this. Well, when you're underneath all that pressure and when you're just beating yourself up on a daily basis, it's really tough to see the hope and figure out what your next step is going to be. And I remember a day in August of 2003, it was a very muggy day here in New England, very humid. And I had $3 left in my pocket on a Friday afternoon. And there was a golf driving range that used to be in the town next to mine. And I said, well, look, I'm a horrible golfer anyway, but I can hit them hard and I can hit them far. They don't go straight, but I can just feel, get rid of the frustration and purge a little bit. And being such a dangerous golfer, I went to the farthest tee box on the property, figuring I could do the least amount of damage there. Mm-hmm. And there was high netting everywhere because there was a trucking company next door and their trucks used to get hit all the time. So I was at the farthest tee box underneath power lines, big metal towers and all the big electrical cables. And a thunderstorm came ripping through.
Perfect.
I spent close to an hour in a thunderstorm under power lines, barefoot in the wet grass, swinging a metal club around, hitting golf balls. And at the end of my bucket, I was still frustrated. It felt good just to get all that aggression out. But I was still frustrated. And I went to leave and I went, oh, well. And I looked down and there were two full buckets of golf balls from two other gentlemen who had run from the storm. And I'm thinking, cowards, hey, two more buckets of golf balls. So I hit their buckets of golf balls too. And it felt like such a good purge of just getting that frustration and anger out. But part of it too was I'm doing something really insane right now. This is crazy. And I remember at one point I held the club up and I just said, look, I've blown up my life. Go ahead. I dare you. And didn't get hit. Well, when I got to my car, the rain stopped and the sun came out and I just started laughing. I'm thinking that was really well played. And I'm just kind of looking up in the sky. And a couple of days later, I was talking to a brand new life coach I just started working with. And he says, got his pen and his paper. He goes, so how was your week? And I said, well, put your pen down and listen to this. And I retold the story of the storm and the power lines and the golf balls and the bonus golf balls and getting frustration out, not getting struck by lightning. And I just tried to make it sound as funny as I could, but it was also really self-deprecating in a way. And at the end of it, he was roaring on the other end of the phone. He says, I got two questions for you. Are you this open and honest about your life with everybody, even strangers? I said, well, yeah, kind of, and in a self-deprecating way, but yeah, sure. You ever thought of being a motivational speaker or a stand-up comedian? And just that moment when I said, yeah, I would love to do both of those, but I have no idea how to pursue either one and don't know if I would have the confidence to pursue either one. And he says, you're not going to believe this. On my desk, there's a brochure for a local community college. They have an introductory stand-up comedy class, and it starts in 2 weeks. You want to go? I'm like, sign from the universe. Yeah, I'll go. Send me the information. He said, great. You ever heard of Toastmasters? I said, the place where they teach you how to like tell stories and speak. He goes, yeah. The town next to yours has the most successful award-winning chapter in the whole state of New Hampshire. Here's the day and time. Will you go? Yeah. So I did stand up for 7 years. I was in Toastmasters for 8. I launched my speaking career. I got my first paid event, I think a year later. And 17 years later, here we are. And the seed of it all goes back to just taking a moment to get out my frustrations and just be real and be aware of what the world was telling me, teaching me, nudging me to, guiding me to. And as crazy as it was when it happened, and as much as I still, for many years, beat myself up over the fact that my life was there, now I see the gift of it. And it's become a signature story in when people say, well, Steve, I'm not sure. My life's not in a good place right now. I go, really? Listen to where mine was and here's what I did about it and see if it resonates for you. And I always say, I said, look, you don't have to go out and hit golf balls in a thunderstorm under power lines. But take where you're at. Figure out where you'd like to go, even if you have to have somebody come in and ask you the right questions.
Yeah.
Don't sit there in your storm. Just swing away. And you never know where you might land. And here I am 17 years later, 4 books and all this cool, amazing stuff. And here I am talking about this on your show.
I love how you got out all this frustration and then you came to the realization like, oh, I got to be like real and authentic. And I find that right now, maybe, you know, being authentic sometimes sounds a bit cliche and whatever, but it's also like this really actually important skill that we can get, that openness, that honesty. And obviously you as a speaker, as a writer, as a comedian, you've opened up about your life and you've made light of it and you've learned to turn it into teaching opportunities. how can somebody listening to this podcast go from taking out their frustration, hitting the bucket of golf balls, getting it all out, and then turning around and trying to give themselves a more authentic life?
It can be really tough at first because so many people think that praising or seeing something they really like or appreciate or even love about themselves is very egotistical. And there's not even a fine line. There is a big double yellow stripe down the highway for a lot of people with that, where, you know, even at that lowest point in my life, financially, emotionally, and everything else, I could still say, well, I can make people laugh. Or I can use this as a cautionary tale. That's what I used to call them. Oh yeah, cautionary tales. I got a whole book of them. Wherever you are right now listening to this, here's what I suggest to people. Go look in your mirror today, whether it's when you first wake up or before you go to bed tonight. Think of one thing you actually admire about yourself. It could be the way that you help other people, the way you are funny and make people laugh or make people feel comfortable, the way your mind works that you're able to think and problem solve. You're a creative, you're something. I really would like people to start finding the littlest things about themselves they admire. And if you're not sure, if you have customers or clients or friends, ask somebody, why do you do business with me? Why are you friends with me? Why do you like spending time with me? Why do you call me on your bad days? You might be amazed at the gifts that other people see in you that maybe you're not aware of, or you just think it's egotistical to acknowledge them.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I leave some time for you to brag a little bit, because of course, you're not still at that driving range, hitting golf balls out into a thunderstorm. So fill me in, what's working for you now, Steve, and where can we go to find you?
What's working for me now is, and you touched upon the word, is being authentic, being the most true version of me every day. And I say this to people all the time. I'm the same person on stage, off stage, backstage, on a webcam, standing on a street corner, or walking down the Captain Crunch aisle at the grocery store. You're going to meet the same version of me everywhere. And the beauty of that, and the reason I stress to people, be authentically you everywhere you are. Be the purest version of who you are, how you are, and why you are, wherever you are. And you're going to see the energy and the attraction of the right people will start coming in. And I hope I've created that on my website as well, which is where you can get everything for the second part of your question. It's motivationalfirewood.com. That's actually my brand. So motivationalfirewood.com is where you can get everything that I have to share.
I love it. And I'm going to have links to Motivational Firewood and everything else that you do down in the show notes so that people can go and check you out. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. This is like two old friends hanging on the front porch with a microphone. This is great. I love it. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Just keep swinging. Maybe what you're doing now isn't the right fit. Don't sit there in your storm. Keep at it. Keep being your authentic self. And I should also note that it is the official stance of this podcast that you should not go golfing in a thunderstorm. Special thank you to Steve Gamlin for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out the rest of his work, including Motivational Firewood, which I've linked in the show notes. And if you want more Steve Gamlin, we're actually going to have him back on the show in a few months' time. So subscribe to the podcast. If that's not a good reason to, I don't know what is. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. It really does go a long way to helping us keep producing the show. This does not happen without you. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.